the second one.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Before we call the meeting to order, we just have a brief announcement. And first of all, I want to say I hope that you're all doing well and your families are doing well. We're instructed to keep all devices charging during the meeting so that they don't drop the connection. And we need any members of the public to place their phone on mute to reduce background noise. And when we're holding the public meeting and the public comment, please identify yourself before you speak so that it will make it easier for Jeff to do the minutes. And I think that's all that we need to know to get started. Okay. All right. So we'll call this meeting to order. And I'm sorry, but we're going to skip the Pledge of Allegiance this time. So probably the first time in the history of Russell's Point. And we'll call the roll. Greg Iams. Joan Hendershein.
Here.
Joan Maxwell.
Here.
Ron Huff. John Huffman.
Here.
Kelly Huffman.
Here.
Shannon Steinmetz.
Here.
Very good. So we have the meeting minutes, and we need a motion for the previous meeting minutes dated March 16th.
Greg Iams moves to accept this.
Shannon Steinmetz, second.
Any comments or corrections? All right, seeing that there are none, we'll take a vote. Shannon Steinmetz?
Yes.
Joan Maxwell?
Yes.
Joan Hendershein?
Yes.
Kelly Huffman?
Yes.
John Huffman?
Yes.
Greg Iams?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passed. Report is the Mayor's Court report. During March 2020, the Mayor's Court collected $878. $577 was collected from waivers resulting from traffic and non-traffic offenses. $68 was collected from Belle Fountain Municipal Court for fines from the state. $645 remained in the village. $63 went to the Victims of Crime Fund, $145 went to the Indigent Defense Support Fund, $1750 went to the Drug Law Enforcement Program Services Fund for a total of $225.50 that was forwarded to the state, and $7.50 went to the Indigent Drivers Alcohol Treatment Fund and was forwarded to the Logan County Auditor. We need a motion to approve of the Mayor's Court report.
Great.
Shannon.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll take a vote. Shannon Steinmetz?
Yes.
Joan Maxwell?
Yes.
Kelly Huffman?
Yes.
John Huffman?
Yes.
Joan Hendershein?
Yes.
And Greg Iams?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next, we will hear from the chief. Chief, go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. This is Chief Fryhoff speaking to you live from my flip property in Belle Fountain. Just a couple of things to report from the police department side. First, we had two audits last week. One was for the 1033 program, if the program provides reutilized equipment from the government. And that one went flawlessly. And the second one was LEADS, which is what we run all of our license plates, driver's license, a lot more detailed, but that one also went by flawlessly. We've made some pretty significant changes to the schedule to accommodate the demand for this COVID-19. Kyle and Greg are now working 12-hour shifts giving us 22 hours of coverage throughout the week. Warren has picked up all the Sundays for now, and Natasha and Art are still on their rotation for Saturdays. But we've had a handful of curfew violations, some small vandalism, and daily complaints about people not following the stay-at-home order, which our hands are kind of tied, but we still try to respond and help where we can. Aside from that, it's been a relatively uneventful. That's it for me, unless there's questions.
Does anyone have any questions or comments for Chief? Okay. Chief, with this change of schedule, I'm sure that we're having more hours than we have normally, but we are going to have some more coverage, which is good. We are under circumstances. And Council, I have consulted with Chief and consulted with the solicitor, and we think that it would be prudent to suspend the accrual, the current policy that we have in the personal policy manual for the accrual of comp time for all employees during this time of emergency, and we could and make that retroactive to the day that the village declared emergency, which would be March 17th, 2020, and extend it to December 31st, 2020. And I know that's a far way off, but that's just how most of the policies are reading, or until such time that the state of emergency is lifted, whichever would come first. So the December 31st is just, a formality date on that. And this would help us in if departments accrue overtime, we could pay them out instead of having them accrue comp time, and would hopefully reduce the potential to have needing to take a lot of time off to make that, to use that comp time in addition to vacation time. I certainly don't want to get into a position where later on in the year we have people trying to burn time and we are maybe less vulnerable at that time. So the solicitor has advised that we can do this by a motion and a vote, just to suspend the current policy for accrual of comp time.
Craig, I am so moved.
Sharon Summit, second.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions or concerns with that?
Why does the office workers need to worry about overtime right now?
They may not need to, but it would be good to have it in case we do.
I guess I'd like to cross that bridge when we come to it. I understand with the police officers, but it's not office workers.
Well, maybe in a time where we need to look at that, I guess, right away. And if we have it in place the way that we're being recommended to do, that doesn't mean we're going to use it for all departments. All departments may, and you're right, office workers very well may not accrue any comp time. They don't usually do.
Call the question.
Does anyone have anything else further? Okay, then we'll take a vote. Greg Iams?
Yes.
Joan Maxwell?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Don Tubman?
Yes.
Kelly Huffman?
Yes.
Joan Hinterfeed?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Anything further? Okay, Chief left the meeting, so I guess anything further. Okay, then the next report would be the Indian Joint Fire report, which don't fit it and you having other than have Joan read what she's already submitted. Does anyone have any questions or concerns for Joe regarding that?
Yeah.
Could everyone please mute their lines?
Shannon and Joan Maxwell are not necessarily muted, are not muted on my screen. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, we'll move forward. Okay. Moving forward, we have ordinances and resolutions, and we have before us resolution number 20-935, and this is a resolution to adopting the COVID-19 policies, forms, and notices 2020-01 in the village of Russell's Point, Logan County, Ohio, and declaring an emergency. And I realize this is a rather long resolution with several exhibits, but it's all in there, everything that we've been working on since March 17th.
Greg Iams, motion to waive a three reading rule.
Joan Hinterscheid, second.
Thank you, Joan. We'll take a vote. Joan Hinterscheid?
Yes.
Greg Iams?
Yes.
Kelly Huffman?
Yes.
John Huffman?
Yes.
Sharon Steinmetz?
Yes.
Joan Maxwell?
Yes.
I get everyone?
Yep.
Okay. Very well.
Motion to accept resolution number 20-935 by title.
Shannon Steinmetz, second.
Okay. Are there any questions or concerns on this resolution or anything that you need clarity on? Okay, seeing none, we'll take a vote. Shannon?
Hold on a second. Okay. Sorry, I couldn't get to it quick enough to change it.
Okay, sorry.
On page 7 of 8, A, the increase is to provide an incentive for the village of Russell's Point employees, police officers to continue their employment duties, obligations during this current state of emergency, public health emergencies related, declaring by the village of Russell's Point. And it goes on to say there's a 20% increase in salary.
Yeah.
It's immediate temporary personnel.
Okay.
Current or part-time, full-time.
Okay, so if you look at number 2, it says an immediate increase in wages for all employees of the Village of Russell's Point, including the Village of Russell's Point Police Department, the rate of which shall be determined by council in consultation with the mayor and or the officer managing the day-to-day functions employees within each division and department. From the way Lynette explained this to me, this is like a contingency. This is if we run into a situation where we need to spend money related to the COVID virus outbreak, we have this 20% cushion. Does that help?
So it's not an increase immediately for wages.
No, it is not. And others have it that way also. So I understand why you would see that. But it shall be determined by council if we should need to do something here.
Okay, so nothing with wages or anything will be done before discussed with council, correct? Okay, thank you for clearing that for me.
You're welcome. Anything else with anyone else? Okay, seeing none, we'll take a vote. Greg Iams?
Yes.
Joan Maxwell?
Yes.
Shannon Steinmetz?
Yes.
Kelly Huffman?
Yes.
Joan Hinterscheid?
Yes.
John Huffman?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, everyone. So next on the agenda is citizens' comments. Do we have any citizens that would like to comment? Okay, does anyone have any old business? Does anyone have any new business? Okay, I think we're running a record here. Joan, Maxwell, do you have anything to add?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
And then second.
All right, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Well, just hang on. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for making this work smoothly today.
Yep, this is Chief Freihoff. Thanks again, everybody. We appreciate your support, and keep your eyes out and let us know if you see anything we need to check on.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief.
But how about all those people showed up this weekend? Oh, my God.
I agree, Greg.